I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, I found a new love.
You shouldn't start. You should know that from all those years filming Made in Chelsea, that you shouldn't start by saying so.
What do I need to start saying then?
You don't need to say so. You could say, I've started writing my... What? Is that what you were going to say?
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say, I've fallen in love with some food that I've always heard about and seen, but never eaten, but now I've eaten and it's delicious.
What is that?
Try and guess what it is. If you had to guess.
I would say bone broth.
No, not bone broth. But by the way, bone broth is delicious.
Bone broth's great.
But no.
Wait, so give me a hint.
It's very meaty. It's even got meat in the title.
Meat feast.
What is meat feast?
Meatloaf?
That's just a feast. Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Yeah, meatloaf.
Yeah, meatloaf. Yeah.
Oh, have you actually ever had a meatloaf?
Oh, yeah, I've had a meatloaf, yeah. I love meatloaf. Oh, I love, especially nice onions and garlic. And yeah, well, I'm hungry now.
And it's got flour in it. I had gluten-free flour with it because obviously I don't eat gluten.
Yeah, me either actually anymore.
You just copy me. Do you know what, listeners? Hello.
No, but I had a pizza.
That's got gluten in
on
it.
On the weekend. Well, no, because it was sourdough.
That's got gluten in it.
Does it?
Yes, it does. Sourdough bread. What are you talking about? What do you think?
That must be why I felt so, bloated.
Yeah, you have to, if you don't want gluten, you have to eat something like gluten. It has to be gluten-free bread.
Yeah, but I mean, who wants to eat that?
You're gluten-free. That's what you're saying. You don't eat gluten. So you have to eat gluten-free stuff.
Yeah, well, anyway, so you've been eating meatloaf and it's kind of like bread for you.
Oh, my God. I've been eating... meatloaf.
It's much healthier than bread, meatloaf.
It's nothing to do with bread. It's nothing to do with bread.
It's a bread substitute.
It's not. That would be like bread sauce, if anything. It's not,
No, bread. Meatloaf is a bread substitute.
It's not. What are you talking about? Who has ever said that meatloaf is a substitute for bread?
Well, I mean, it's like a loaf of bread, but made of meat.
That's like saying a sausages. Sausages, then. There you go. Sausages also.
Sausages. Sausage is kind of like a bread roll, but made of meat.
To all you lovely listeners don't know what meatloaf is. Meatloaf is a delicious...
Who doesn't know what meatloaf
loads
is?
Loads of people. It's. I feel like it's a very Americanized
I
food.
I think everyone has heard of Meatloaf the singer.
Not everyone. Not everyone's heard of Meatloaf the singer.
Everyone's heard of him, and I bet everyone has thought, there's a singer called Meatloaf. And then they've looked up meatloaf and then found the Wikipedia page for meatloaf.
I guarantee you not everyone has heard of meatloaf. Guarantee you.
We know that you like meatloaf, but who's been making the meatloaf?
So Sophie, my girlfriend's been making meatloaf and it's just simply divine. Honestly, she
what kind of stuff does she put in it?
She puts in gluten-free flour, she puts in eggs, she puts in onions, she puts in garlic, she puts in all these different things. So
oh, you know what I was eating last night?
What?
Was nice truffle goat's cheese.
Truffle is overrated as well.
Truffle goat's brie with like roasted garlic on like crackers. Oh God, so good. I might have some in a minute.
Do you know what happened to
me? Truffle is not overrated. Truffles are delicious.
Truffle's definitely overrated. Truffle is overrated.
Well, you know, I guess you probably don't have any taste buds.
Why? Why don't I have any taste buds?
From your COVID.
What? Come from COVID.
From COVID.
Can I tell you, I do have taste buds. Can I tell you what also happened yesterday? So the sun is out in London at the moment. It's shining. Everyone's happy. It's very exciting.
It's a heat wave.
It's a heat wave. I think only
But are you allowed out of the house then?
Yeah, we're allowed out of the house. So it's a heat wave.
Yeah.
And I was walking. It was quite shocking, actually. I was walking. There are loads and loads of people in the park. So many people. In Hyde Park, which I was walking through. And in Hyde Park has sort of gates. If you've never seen Hyde Park, lovely listeners, basically Hyde Park has gates running all the way around the outside of it, and it's huge. Anyway, I was walking down, and I walked out one of the exits of the gates, and I walked out of the exit, and I turned right, and as I was walking down, I looked to my right, and there was this person. I mean, I don't know how... She must have been in her 30s. She was squatting over, taking a shit, and we both locked eyes with each other, and she just shook her head at me. I was like, "What is going on?"
Wait, she just was shitting in public.
Yeah,
for what reason?
I don't know. I think obviously what.
Well, is it because there was no public toilets?
Well, it obviously wasn't nearby, and she obviously was desperate. And she thought she found a hiding spot, and no, she didn't, because I was walking right past. We locked eyes, and instead of bailing or squatting or jumping around or falling over or just doing anything tired, she just looked at me and just shook her head. She just shook her head.
Do you know, wait, was that? Do you know? I was in Austin on the weekend.
Yeah,
and I went down to in the middle of the night. Went out of the hotel. Went to go to 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
sounds like
something out of a movie. Did you go and get a slush puppy? What do they have? You know, one of those.
No, because I had injured my neck.
Sure.
At the jiu-jitsu tournament, and so I wanted to go get some painkillers.
You're addicted to those things, aren't you? So you need them.
I actually rarely take them, but I just didn't have anything with me then, and I kind of like was really in pain, so it was really bothering me. So I walked downstairs out of the hotel, walked down the road to 7-Eleven. And then walked into the 7-Eleven. It was, you know, like in the middle of the night. So it was
sure.
Kind of like, because 7-Eleven is 24 hours. Uh-huh. Right? It's open 24
like
hours.
Like the story so far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 7 days a week, 11 days a month. And
sorry, wait, hang on. Seven days a week, 11 days a month. What?
11 months a year, sorry.
Okay. Where's the 12th month?
I don't know. I think they take a month off.
No, they don't.
But
Francis, 7-Eleven, they don't take a month off. That's why they call it. Yeah, we're open 7 days a week, 11 months a year. Just 1 month we take
off. I don't know specifically why they're called 7-Eleven. But so I walk in. You know, there's a few people in there. There's a quite a big homeless community in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, a place with good weather, you know, attract a lot of homeless people.
Sure.
I think.
Sure, I get that.
And one of the things which I was amazed by is all these homeless people walking around the street with knives, like big
what?
Like little cutlasses and stuff.
What? They're not pirates. What are you doing? Cutlass? What are you talking about?
Yes, they had cutlasses, like sort of like, strapped onto their belt.
Wait, hang on a second. So you come down to the 7-Eleven, you're looking around, there's a lot of homeless people there, and they've all got cutlasses attached to their belt.
They're all carrying knives, anyway.
Okay.
And
you worried at this point?
No, I'm not worried.
Because you're thinking you can fuck them up with your jiu-jitsu. That's what you're thinking. They can.
Well, you know, I'm not... None of them were, like, being, you know, aggressive or unpredictable.
Sure.
So, anyway, but I walk in, walking around the 7-Eleven... you know, and it's all fine. And then, I come back. I walk through, and then I walk down. And some girl goes, "Oh no, he stepped in it." And I look down, and someone had shat on the floor in the middle of the 7-Eleven, and I had stepped in this human poo.
Who said, oh no, he stepped in it?
The girl who I think actually did it, personally. She was like this young girl. She looked like Antifa. She had a like blue hair, and she had like all ACAB on her fingers. So I wonder if it's like an Antifa thing, like going in.
She said like to you, "Oh no,
sticking it to the man of the 7-Eleven."
Oh no, he stepped in it.
Yeah, and then I was trying to buy my thing, but then the poor guy at 7-Eleven had to like clean it up.
Oh my!
So he was cleaning up all this thing.
Oh my god!
And then I was just like so furious because it's like I couldn't see who had done it.
Who's done this? Someone own up now. Who's done this?
Yeah, I mean I was just so furious, and it stunk so much. It's like, you know, like how you can tell a dog poo. This was a human poo, and it stunk the whole of the 7-Eleven up. I was so annoyed because I didn't want to like stay, but my neck was in such pain. I had to get this.
You had to get it.
I had to power on through. But then the problem was that I'd only brought one pair of shoes with me to
Austin. Of course. Why would you take two?
To Austin. So I had to like leave them. I was wiping it all over the floor outside the hotel. And then I had to leave my shoes.
Out.
I had to use my shoes. Leave my shoes outside the door of the hotel, just so that obviously I didn't want to track them into the hotel. And then I just put them on the next day, and then went and got some new shoes.
Oh my god, it's just genius! Ah, god. Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome back to a lovely bonus episode of Private Parts. Sorry, we were talking a lot about poop right now, but hey, listen, we got some.
There was somewhere else I was leading with that. There was a reason why.
What was the reason why?
Oh, pooing outside.
Yeah.
So yeah, do you know this is such a strange thing? You know, pooing outside has gone up. People pooing in public. I was like fascinated by it because I saw it happen somewhere else in London before I left.
People are doing it.
I was like, what? People are doing it more. It's up 1,800% in 5 years.
Well, give me a reason why you think that is.
I don't know, but I wonder if it's like some sort of weird sect.
Let's try and find out. Hey, Private Parters, welcome to our bonus episode. We got some really exciting news because we have been asking you to send in your recommendations of different charities, communities that you think deserve the recognition to be shouted about, to be championed during this time that we've been having, because we want to donate them some money. And our funders got up quite a lot. Really excitingly, Francis, we have, I think, over £4,000 that we're going to be donating this,
really?
Yeah, donating this month. And this is going to be an ongoing thing, but I think from our live show we did, from things like that. So we're going to be donating around £4,000, I think it is, to an amazing cause. And we haven't chosen yet. Francis and I are going to choose it. But we had another recommendation in today. We're going to announce it next bonus episode, which is really exciting. And frankly, we're going to call the people and get them on the phone, which is amazing. But
we're going to just bask in the glory of our
no, because it's
good,
just,
goodwill.
It's a fun thing to do. But we got another message in from Lydia Goldman, who said, "Hello, I was just listening to your Private Parts podcast featuring Fern Cotton. I loved it. I also met Jamie once in Bristol nightclub when I was a fresher. Haha. I heard
it was about a PA you went to.
As for a PA, I heard a mention about nominating a charity to help. I would love to nominate Skills for Humanity, and here's why. I was recently evacuated from Yangon in Myanmar. Is that right?
Myanmar.
Don't worry, I don't blame if you haven't heard of it. Back to my home in South East London. A military coup is happening there right now, and it isn't publicized. Is happening right then. It isn't publicized much in the UK. I lived in the epicenter. I saw people shot in front of my eyes. I was working, trying to teach, with the background noise of constant gunfire and tear gas. I volunteered for a charity while I was there, and they desperately need funds for protective gear. They want to give them a shout out. I think what an amazing cause.
And
truly tragic. And she says, thank you so much. This is the fundraiser. And she's attached that for us. And that's just so cool. So that's another charity.
That is cool.
And thanks for that, Lydia, because that's going to go
keep them coming.
Yeah. Keep them coming. If we get some more through, we're going to be announcing it next week. And also, this is going to be ongoing every single month, which is really, really exciting. Funky, we also got through another review. We love to read our reviews. I think that a lot of people at the moment are going to be doing what I like to call spring cleaning. You know what I mean? You do some spring cleaning, the weather's good, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, we did that yesterday.
Yeah, there you go, exactly. So I got a review We got this sent through. It's a funny review for a robotic vacuum who did not want to cooperate. Okay, so you ready for this? It's from Travis. It says, very disappointed. It's one star. And here we go. You ready for this?
Yeah.
It says, very disappointing. We named ours Bob. And let me tell you, he wasn't the hard-working man I was hoping for. Bob spent most of his employment driving from one side of the house to the other like a junkie looking for his next fix. His actual cleaning was minimal at best, and he couldn't find his docking station to save his life. In the week I had Bob, he never finished a cleaning cycle. One day while at work, the app texted me to say Bob needed my assistance because he was stuck on a cliff. Worried for Bob's safety, I came home to find him passed out in the middle of the dining room rug the night the family said goodbye to Bob once and for all.
Was this one of the Roomba
things? Yeah, it was one of the robot vacuums. It said she got a text saying Bob was stuck on a cliff and he was stuck on the rug. Scared for Bob's safety. Oh my god. Guys, if you have any more reviews like that, please send them in. Contact at privatepartspodcast.com or send it into our Instagram at private podcast. God, that was a good one. I really like that.
That was good.
Also, was good. As always, Frankie, we want to have our listener of the week, and our listener of the week gets a Private Parks limited edition mug. And our listener of the week this week goes to Nicola, who sent in this saying, hey Jamie and Francis, this is Nicola from Cologne in Germany, and I'd like to tell you a little story that happened to me this morning. I had to go to hospital for an MRI today. The appointment for this was made over a week ago, and since then I have been panicking at the thought of having to go into a narrow tube. On the weekend, I remembered your podcast episode with Jordan North and how he dealt with his fears during the I'm a Celebrity show by imagining himself to be elsewhere. I listened to the episode again. It's one of my favourites. And after I finished, thought to myself, I'll try that too. Then I was slowly pushed into the MRI tube this morning. In my mind, I tried to escape to that lonely beach in Brittany that I love so much. But instead of the beach and the waves, I had pictures of Jordan North in my head, who's throwing up in front of the camera. And instead of the sound of the sea, I had his voice in my ears screaming, happy place, happy place. I was about to burst out laughing, but that was no good idea. I was told to lie very still, not move during the procedure. So I had to pull myself together to not laugh out loud all the images in my head. It wasn't that easy at all. But I was so busy controlling myself that I totally forgot about the tightness I was trapped in. So the happy place method worked out really well somehow. Thanks for the great podcast. Love your show. Love you guys. Sending lots of love, Nicola. Nicola, you, m'lady, are our listener of the week and get our limited edition Private Parts mug.
Thanks, Nicola.
If you want to be our listener of the week and be like Nicola and receive a Private Parts mug, all you got to do is send us a message, a text, not a text at all, but something funny, something humorous, a story at all. Contact at privatepartspodcast.com. That's very easy. It's contact at privatepartspodcast.com or slide into our DMs. At Private Podcast. Oh my God, I love those reviews more than anything. God, they're just so good. Hey, listen, we have a really exciting episode out this Friday with two of the UK's biggest TikTokers. Go and listen to that. Huge TikTokers. It's a real genius episode. You're going to love it, so get ready for that. You excited for it, Frankie?
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait to listen back.
Listen back. I'm going to go and eat some meatloaf right now.
I bet you are.
All right, you lovely listeners, we're going to see you on Friday for another wicked episode. Until then, have a wonderful week. Ta-ra.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.